The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young, Jr., a ministry-supported program of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, where Bishop Preston Leonard is the international bishop and Dr. Young is the executive pastor. The Crucified Message is a weekly radio ministry that seeks to build bridges in our community through love, compassion, and mercy, encouraging listeners to receive the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and serve as faithful stewards until His imminent return. To learn more about Christ Gospel Church, visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. And now, The Crucified Message.
Sir Edwin Landseer was one of the most famous painters of the Victorian era. His talent developed very early when he was just 13 years old. He was commissioned to do a number of official portraits of the royal family and even gave private drawing lessons to Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. But he was best known for his depictions of the natural settings and life in the Scottish Highlands. One day, as he was visiting a family in an old mansion in Scotland, one of the servants spilled a pitcher of soda, leaving a large stain on the wall. While the family was out for the day, Landseer remained behind. Using charcoal, he incorporated the stain into a beautiful drawing. And when the family returned, they found a picture of a waterfall surrounded by trees and animals. You see, he used his skill to make something beautiful out of an unattractive mess. Brothers and sisters, God works in much the same way in our lives. Those things that we believe are weaknesses, that are handicaps or ugly scars, can, through the grace of God, become our greatest assets and strengths. And the very thing that God chooses to use to bring glory to Himself. Every person that you have ever met or will ever meet has a purpose for your life. You see, they are either a blessing or a lesson, huh? Either they will help you or hurt you. They will either bless you or curse you. They will love you or hate you. They will stand by you or they will leave you. You see, they were sent into your life for a purpose. To be a blessing or to be a lesson. No matter what blessing or lessons you have received, God has a way to turn every lesson into a blessing. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come and to speak to your people. Lord, I pray that you would anoint this word today, that it may edify and bring glory to your name. We just thank you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you joined me again for another portion of the Crucified Message. Our text today will be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. It says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." My topic today is, we shall all be changed. We shall all be changed. Paul is writing to the believers in Corinth as well as us today. Paul says that some of us will die before the rapture of the church takes place. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 tells us that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Many believers during that time were concerned about their loved ones who had already died, and they would miss this catching away of the rapture when Jesus returns in the sky to meet the saints. Yes, and Paul wanted them to know that whether we are alive or whether we have died, we shall all, oh praise God, we shall all be changed. Here on earth, we all have physical bodies. When we die, they typically take our bodies and put them back into the ground. Yes, we call them temples or tabernacles, and they are designed by God to encase our spirit and our soul, which are eternal. Our physical bodies are temporary homes while we are here on earth. And Paul reminds us that one day the church or the bride of Jesus Christ is going to be changed. Yes, this change will be a major overhaul, changing our mortal bodies into immortal ones. Yes, our physical bodies, they will decay and they will die if we live long enough. But our resurrected bodies will never die. Our physical bodies will get weak and even sick and full of disease. But our resurrected bodies will never become weak or sick or disease. Our physical bodies was made from the dust here on earth, but our spiritual bodies will be made from heaven. Now, the one constant in this life is change. Life is full of change. Everything about us is constantly changing. Oh, if you don't believe it, just take one look in the mirror and you will see that you are not the same person that you were a year ago. The same person you were 5, 10, 20 years ago, or even last week. You see, the texture and color of our hair is changing. For me, it's turning a little gray. It's thinning a little bit on the top. Not only will we be changed on that glorious day, but did you know that we are all changing every second, every minute, every hour, and every day? Not only this, but we are changing quickly. Our text in verse 52 says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Now, that's pretty quick. When you blink your eye, just in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, when Jesus comes back to meet the bride in the air, we will be changed quickly. Yes, Paul writes that in the moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Now, that's extremely quick. And this is so imperative for you to understand that although we're talking about an event in the future, we shall all be changed applies to us today. Yes, you see, our bodies are changing fast. According to biologists, the average adult human body makes about 2 to 3 million red blood cells every second, or about 200 billion red blood cells per day. Wow, that's fast. Every 7 years, our body changes so much until we are completely different in our molecular makeup. You know, I used to be able to eat anything I wanted to and didn't gain a pound. I guess my metabolism was working overtime. But now, brothers and sisters, if I walk past a piece of cake, oh Lord help me Jesus. If I sniff a piece of sweet potato pie, the scales indicate that I have grown in grace. In other words, we are constantly changing. Technology is changing. The computer or the laptop you purchased a year ago is probably obsolete or outmoded. It's already being replaced by a newer, faster, a better one. Brothers and sisters, the only guarantee we have in life is change. This is a paradox statement. The only constant is change. Or if you're sitting close to somebody, you ought to look at them and say, we shall be changed. I've heard people say that the only way to stop change is to die. But even after you die, your body will still change. If you don't believe it, dig up a body that was buried 10 years ago, and I guarantee you it will not look like it did when you buried it. We are changing. Those who look to the past are certain to miss the future. You see, your destiny is not in your past, but it's in your future. We must learn to spend less time talking about our past and more time planning for our future. You see, there are some things God is trying to show us about today and tomorrow, but we keep on looking to the past for our answers. We cannot even trust the present. Why is that, Pastor Young? Because the present keeps on changing. Every second, the present becomes the past. We must stop missing out on those God moments, those moments of change. Those bountiful blessings that God is pointing out to us each and every day. Satan wants us to continue to look back at the problem or the people and the pain of our past. We must stop dwelling on who hurt you, who ignored you, who misused you, who talked about you, because those things will not help you get to the place where God has destined you to be. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know a Chinese bamboo tree shows no visible growth in the first 4 years? Then in the fifth year, it grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. It takes 4 years to grow the root system to support a 90-foot tree. Brothers and sisters, just because you don't see growth today, it doesn't mean you're not growing. Be encouraged. God may be preparing your root system to handle the expedited growth that is coming.
Paul says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Some of us today are stuck in a rut. We keep doing the same old things day in and day out. We're not growing. We're not learning, not listening. Rather, we find ourselves in the whirlwind of complaining or rationalizing and realizing that we haven't moved spiritually in years. This is a mystery, that we will not all die, but we all will be changed. Oh, praise God. You see, God expects us to change. Can I make it personal to you today? God expects you to change. You see, a baby is supposed to grow up and not remain the same size or weight or height. If he or she doesn't change, something is wrong. And God expects us to change, to grow up. And if we don't grow up, something is wrong. 1 Peter 2 and 2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. So how do we change? We're talking about we shall all be changed. Yes, ready or not, a change is coming. So how do we change? Well, it may be time to do something different. Rather than complaining what is missing or what is wrong, we may want to start embracing the necessary changes that God has been telling us in His Word to make. Now, I truly believe with all my heart that all things work together for good to those that love God and are the called according to His purpose. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that God uses people, problems, detours, and inconveniences, even setbacks, to bring change into our lives to prepare us for our destiny. Listen,
if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you.
Ooh, that's powerful. Can I say that again?
If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you.
Maybe some of us are not being challenged enough. We are too comfortable where we are, so there is no incentive to change. But I believe some of us, we have it a little backwards. Listen. Some of us, we say, I'm waiting on God. How many of y'all have heard people say, I'm waiting on God? And I want you to know we need to wait on God.
Amen.
We need to wait on God. Wait on God for what? Wait on God to heal me. Wait on God to send me my breakthrough. Wait on God to answer my prayers. But as I was praying for this lesson, I asked the Spirit of the Lord to speak through me to help some folks who have been waiting far too long. You see, God is not confined by time or space. He lives in eternity. You see, whatever God is going to do for you, listen to this, whatever God is going to do for you, He's already done it. I wish somebody would just say, it's already done. It's already done. Praise His holy name. It's already done. You see, God is waiting for us to change through obedience to His word so that we are ready to receive what He has already ordained for us back in eternity. God is waiting on us to get in position to receive what He has already done. This reminds me about a man who was poor, sick, and alone. He prayed to God to bless him with a better life, with some money, a home, and a family. And each time God started the process of giving him a better life, he rebelled and tried to cast out the devil for the discomfort and inconvenience he was experiencing. So he went to his pastor and explained that he prayed and asked God for a better life. But instead of things getting better, they seemed to be getting worse. His pastor prayed with him and finally told him that in order for his life to change for the better, he would have to experience a change in his life. You see, without change, he would remain in his current state. We must be careful when we pray for God to change us, because God will send detours and inconvenience. God will send problems for solutions. God will send rain to get us to do something different. Change is the gatekeeper to both better and to worse. Yes, it's the gatekeeper to both richer and poor, to health and sickness. We shall be changed. Yes, we will either change for the better or we will change for the worse. God always provides where He guides. If God gave this man that I just shared with you all of the things, he said he wanted a better life, he wanted money and a home and a family. If God would have given this man all of the things he asked God for before he was ready, then one or two things would have happened. They would have either destroyed him or he would have destroyed them. Somebody just woke up, because you are now understanding why, when you prayed for something, either you ran them off or they have ran you off. Brothers and sisters, God always wants to affect change in us before he affects change in those around us. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Every new house or new job or new relationship must start with a sure foundation. And after the foundation is secured, then the walls can be built on top of the foundation. God is a wise master builder, and he knows that if he builds something in us on unstable ground, it won't last. So he prepares us first to be blessed. He prepares us for the breakthroughs and for a better life. Some of the stuff we blame the devil for is God cultivating our fallow ground. Yes, in other words, God has a way of bulldozing and tractoring things, weeds and things that have been sitting dormant in our lives. He turns things upside down and inside out. We shall be changed, whether we are ready or not. So why not be changed for the better? Paul goes on to say, "For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." In the Old Testament, the trumpet was blown before the start of each festival. The Feast of the Trumpets marked the beginning of 10 days of consecration and repentance before God. You see, it was one of seven Jewish feasts or festivals appointed by the Lord. Trumpets were also used in battle to rally the troops for war. In the New Testament, we see that the Lord's second coming will be accompanied by the sound of the trumpet. And each of the tribulation judgments will be signaled by a trumpet. You see, at the sound of the trumpet, the dead shall rise from death to life. God has used the sound of the trumpet since the beginning of time. I believe with all of my spirit, God is sounding the trumpet today. God is calling us together for spiritual warfare. Brothers and sisters, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. COVID-19 is a sound of a trumpet blowing out throughout the world. It's saying, "The King is coming. The King is coming. Get ready. The King is coming." It's time to allow the Holy Spirit to transform us. It's time to allow God's power to change us, to purify us before the day of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:52, our text says, "In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed." Why should we be changed? You see, God is not going to marry a babe. He's going to marry a mature bride, one who has made herself ready. Yes, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. In other words, she has been changed. She's put away some childish things, and she's put on maturity and holiness. Only God can make us holy. We cannot do it on our own. In my closing, let me remind you this.
Your desire to change must be greater than your desire to stay the same.
Say it again, Doc.
Your desire to change must be greater than your desire to remain the same.
Some people will change when they see the light. Others change only when they feel the heat. Don't wait for the heat of the lake of fire before you try to change. It's too late then. Jesus says he's the light of the world, and he's come to bring change.
We hope you've enjoyed the Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young Jr. of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida. It's a listener-supported program, and your generous gifts are needed to help meet the goals of this program to strengthen your walk with Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can help support the Crucified Message by visiting Christ Gospel Church. Visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org or mail your gift to The Crucified Message at Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, 2512 22nd Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33712. Your support is a true blessing to Bishop Leonard, Dr. Tony Young Jr., and the entire Crucified Message ministry.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.